and Beer Festival, Sweden, Smoky Chicago Style, featuring Stephanie Izar, Top Chef winner and owner chef of Girl in the Goat, and Jared Rubin, brewmaster of Goose Island Brewing Company. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Carolyn Smigalski, the Beer Fox, the editor of Beer and Brewing at Bella Online. I'm here on behalf of the Brewers Association, which is the trade association for craft brewers nationwide. The Brewers Association presents the Great American Beer Festival, the World Beer Cup, and savor an American craft beer and food experience in Washington, D.C. This is the 30th annual Great American Beer Festival, and it's sold out in just 1 week. And this is the Beer and Food Pavilion. Our chef, Chicago Style, is a little powerhouse. The only woman in 8 seasons to have won Top Chef on the Bravo channel.
Thank you.
She grew up in Stamford, Connecticut, and took a roundabout journey into food through the Le Cordon Bleu College of Culinary Arts in Scottsdale, then worked at the French-inspired Christopher's Fermier Brasserie before moving into the active Chicago restaurant scene. Early on, her Mediterranean-influenced restaurant, Scylla, was named one of the 10 best small restaurants in the country by Bon Appetit magazine. She opened Girl and the Goat in 2010, named by Savoir magazine as America's best new restaurant. Only 1 year later, Girl and the Goat was nominated by the James Beard Foundation for its Best New Restaurant Award. Her newest venture, Little Goat, is set to open in 2012. Named one of Food and Wine magazine's Best New Chefs in 2011, welcome Top Chef Stephanie Izar.
Ah, thank you. Do you want to come wake me up every morning with that? That was very uplifting. Thank you.
Part two of our dynamic Chicago team brings a chef's palate to brewing at Goose Island Brewing Company in Clybourne, located in the heart of Chicago's upbeat Lincoln Park. A graduate of the Culinary Institute of America, our world-class brewer worked in the heart of Manhattan in New York City and in the Napa Valley in California. He came to Siebel Institute in Chicago for a course in brewing technology and began creating all kinds of great beer, collaborative brews with specialty ingredients, including his tasty spiced ale, Goose Convie, with executive chef Paul Veron and the staff from B. Please welcome the brewmaster of Goose Island Beer Company, Jared Rubin.
Just kidding. Hi, everybody. That was such a nice welcome. I feel funny when people are talking about me like that. Can you guys hear us? We can't hear us.
Yeah, so we definitely cannot hear anything.
All right, we're going to do lots of thumbs upping then. Sweet. I'm extremely short, so I can hardly see over this table. But we're going to talk a little bit about just how we met each other and our brewing together and our brewing and beer pairing together and just sort of, yeah, I don't know, whatever you guys want us to talk about, we'll tell you all about it.
We basically met at a bar. And for
did we meet at a bar?
Yeah, we met at a bar.
I actually remember it differently. I think Jared was drunk, but
I was.
We met back in the spring. Jared had started doing collaborative beers with chefs around Chicago. It was just sort of a new project for Jared since he's the brewer at Goose Island Brew Pubs. And I think I was the second chef. I can't believe I wasn't the first chef.
You were the first.
Completely did.
You were
no,
my
I was
first.
Not. No,
you
I
were
was
my
not.
First.
I think Rick Gresh was first. Whatever. So he asked me to come to the brew pub first so we could talk about beer. And I never told you this, but I was really busy, and I was like, oh, I gotta go meet with that dude Jared. Like,
I thought you were really
excited.
Because
I never met you before. I never met you before. So I showed up at the brew pub and we just sat down. It was me and him and my sous chef Jan, who loves beer. And the three of us just sat down and talked about beer, and we talked about what I like to drink and what I like in beer. And what I found out quickly about Jared, which I think is why I love his beer so much and why his style works so well and why he does such crazy things, is he actually went to CIA. He went to culinary school.
Guilty. I did.
Guilty, yes. Which, should I tell him about the artichoke card today? No, never mind.
Don't. No, but...
So, Jared went to culinary school, so when he's talking about beer with a chef, he actually is kind of in the same mindset. What we're talking about... Oh, we have more here. Yeah. Where he's talking about different flavors and putting layers of flavors, just like we do in our sauces. So our first beer we did together was...
Tingly Tongue.
Tingly Tongue, which I wish we had for you guys today. It was so tasty, but it sold out rather quickly.
But what was really crazy is the ingredients that Stephanie wanted to put in there, because... You know,
can we put mustard seed? Mustard seed, fennel seed, Thai chilies. What else do we put in there?
Orange peel.
Orange peel, but not just like, not the dried out orange peel that a lot of people use in beers. We actually peeled fresh oranges, took off the pith, and put in the innards of the oranges as well. But the Thai chilies are what sort of took it over the edge. And when you took a sip of it, the bubbles were spicy, so it made your tongue tingly.
And what was great is that it actually created like a layer of flavor. You know, you were taking the citrus, and then all of a sudden you had a little bit of spice from what was
the Thai
chili.
I really can't tell that you're talking right now. This sounds just...
Can you not hear me?
My Madonna thing makes me sound weird.
They can hear me. It doesn't matter if you can hear me.
I'm not trusting the Madonna thing. I don't know what's happening.
So it was a crazy beer. It was delicious. The layers of flavor worked perfectly. It was like
I felt really proud that it was the first time I'd ever brewed a beer. So I went to Goose Island, and I realized that half of brewing, or more like 75%, is cleaning. And if you saw my apartment, you would understand that I do not like cleaning. But he made me hop inside the kettle and scrub it all down. And as you can see, I'm rather short. So getting back out was scary. And yeah, the rest of the day was great. But all the cleaning stuff, not my thing. But the beers came out awesome. So we decided that we would start doing this together more often. Oh, there goes that cheering again. I was like, what is going on when that happens?
People are dropping glasses and everyone is cheering for it. See, people love it. I feel like
How about we chug beers and cheer for it?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yay.
So the beer that we made together is a really fun beer. We both love the Green City Market. It's our farmer's market in Chicago.
Is anybody out there from Chicago?
No.
Woo!
That's awesome.
So Chicago's Green City Market is the biggest farmer's market in Chicago. And we're both huge supporters of farm to table and all that sort of stuff. I just got back from chef camp last week, where I went down to a farm with 12 chefs and we spent the night and did a whole bunch of farming, taking down animals and things like that. And we brought Jared's beer to that. But we're both huge supporters, so it was important to us to use something local in the beer today. So where's the honey from?
So the honey's from Ellis Farms, and it's a wildflower honey. And basically we wanted to put it with something a little smoky, so we made a smoke porter. The honey's very aromatic.
Have you guys tasted the beer already? You guys already drank like three. Do you like it? It's tasty, right? It's very smooth. I think that we brought it down to the farm, and I think that a lot of times where there's such a dark beer, I'm like, oh, I can probably only have just one. But I can have five or six or
you had eight,
seven
though,
or eight.
You?
Or
you had eight.
I drink a lot. I'm sorry. I can't help it. But I think it's delicious. And what we wanted to talk about today, not only is chefs collaborating with beers, is also beer pairing. I think last night we did a dinner in Denver. Has anybody been to Chelan Bistro before? Anyone from Denver? No? Well, you guys should go. It's delicious. It's a great new restaurant. They're having their one-year anniversary next week. It's Asian cuisine. Lan Semenzma is the chef. Amazing food. So we did a dinner there last night where we did all beer pairings. And what was fun about it was for each course, each chef did their own pairing. So you could see the different directions that you could go. So in my mind of thinking that this was going to be a really chill few days here, I was going to bring you guys a few different dishes to go with this beer. But then I got to Denver and hung out with brewers for the past 3 days and decided that I was slightly hungover and I would simplify. So we're just doing one dish today. I hope that's okay. I hope you guys can sympathize with that a little bit.
But it's a delicious dish.
It is delicious. It is delicious. But if you taste the beer, wait, can I have some more? I can't talk about it unless I need more. Yay.
Top
thank you.
This off.
No? You pour yours. Sorry. When you taste the beer, it's definitely got some sweetness to it. I think it's really well balanced, but it's definitely, if you try to think about what's going to go with it, savory, it's sort of like, so my restaurant's called Girl on the Go. Has anybody been there in Chicago? Yay! The red t-shirt people. And red hats. I like it. We serve a lot of goat at the restaurant. My last name's a type of goat in French, so we serve a lot of goat. And I thought that smoked goat would go great with this because it's nice and smoky. So I made this smoked goat stew last night with honey roasted peanuts and really thought it was going to work. And it turns out that it just did not work whatsoever.
It didn't. It was delicious.
Jared, I think, was mad at me.
It was delicious. No, it was
you
delicious.
Were mad at me. It was delicious, but it didn't go with delicious. It whatsoever. So in my mind, I think that this beer works a lot better with dessert. So we're going to, and I'm not a big sweets person. So what I was going to make for you is a nice sort of sweet and savory dessert, because I like things that just have a little bit of savory notes in it and aren't, you know, I can't really eat a whole thing of chocolate bars. So what we're going to do is make a little ricotta. Is there a screen? Can you guys see that? You can see it. Hi. I'm like, can you
these
see
these guys
my
are
ricotta?
Amazing, actually.
Yeah, I like them. I like them. They're on beer number 5, and it's been 5 minutes. All right, so we've got some milk. Does anybody know how to make fresh ricotta at home? It's really simple. It's so simple, and I think it's kind of fun. I do it for dinner parties when I go cook at people's house because you make it, and they think it's like magic science project, but it's warm milk and vinegar. Not too exciting. But that's what I'm going to do today anyways. So we've got our milk, and you can see. Can you guys see? It's kind of steaming. I could have a thermometer up here, which would be a little too exact right now because I've had about a lot of beer. So once it starts steaming, it's about at the right temperature. It's about 190 degrees, would you say?
Yeah.
Is that what you would guess?
Yes.
Stick your finger.
Okay.
And so we're just going to add a little bit of distilled vinegar. You could use distilled vinegar, cider vinegar, lemon juice, whatever is high in acid. I'm like, fingers crossed that this is actually going to turn into ricotta right now. So you just add in the vinegar.
It's
is
doing
it ricotta?
It.
Is it doing it?
I don't know. Can anyone else see?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like the science of beer, but not really. So when we made this honey porter, Jared keeps wanting me to say that we made this honey porter together.
We did make it.
Basically, I know. But basically, I showed up at Goose Island, and he had everything set out and ready to go, and I stirred in the honey. I was like, yeah. Look at me making beer.
Wait, I didn't make you dig out that day?
No, and he wouldn't let me do any of the cleaning that day. He made my sous chef that was with me do it. Can you guys see that? So see how it's starting to turn into cheese? Yay, I made cheese on stage at Great American Beer Fest. It's so simple. It's something that when I first learned how to do this, I didn't realize how simple it was going to be. But basically acid and milk turns into cheese. It's very cool.
That is cool.
Has anybody here gone to Fruition Restaurant in Denver? Do you guys know it? They have a table back at the Farm to Table Pavilion. They actually have a farm that we're going to tomorrow morning if I can get Jared's butt out of bed at like 8 o'clock.
It's not happening.
Not happening? Well, I'm going to get up at 8 o'clock. But they actually make all of their own cheeses down at the farm. They do a sheep's milk ricotta. They do all sorts of cheeses. This is like the simplest you can get, but...
Okay, who wants Stephanie's book?
It's time for Jared to play trivia and give out free books.
Who He's likes trivia? Okay.
What are you going to ask?
First person that comes up here with a pretzel around their neck.
And for me to eat. And you have to let me eat it up.
Bite. I'm not eating it.
And you have to. Does anybody have brand stress to dip it in?
This side of the stage. Go.
Awkward.
That is awkward.
My wife's down there.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
There you go.
Go. I will.
Clap this guy.
Mom.
All right.
Are those just meant to make you thirstier to drink more beer? Because I'm not so thirsty. Oh, my God.
Second bit of trivia.
Make it something interesting.
Okay. What is Stephanie's favorite condiment?
That is not interesting. We need dirty stuff. That is close.
What is it? Not cream cheese.
Tricky.
It is a white condiment, though. Cottage cheese? That's gross.
I do like mayonnaise.
You like cottage cheese?
It, No, I've decided in life that I really only eat things so that I can eat white condiments. I only have sandwiches so I can have mayonnaise. I only have bagels so I can have cream cheese.
Salt?
Not a condiment, but a good answer, a good answer.
Beer? No, it's not beer. All right, it starts with an R.
Ranch!
Yes, you. Come on up. She's got it.
How can not everybody love ranch as much as I do? All we have done for the past 2 days is go to the diner at the end of the night. What's that diner we've been going to? And eat things with ranch. Anything fried with ranch.
Steph.
So let me tell you a little bit about...
Ranch.
Hi. Nice. Good job. Can I, oh, she has chocolate-covered pretzels. Can I eat one of those?
Please,
thank you. Ah. I feel dirty. Thank you. I also just ate rope. Ugh. I want to tell you guys a little bit about what's on the plate. Did you guys already eat ricotta? Does it go with the beer? A little bit?
Does it go with the beer?
Ish. It was hard. I was telling Jared, I was like, way to make a beer that's impossible for me to pair with.
I thought it's our beer, not just my beer.
Oh, our beer, yeah. Our beer. So we just made, and I actually sent Joseph, my sous chef, to Chillon today to finish this up for me because I was feeling like going out and just having some beers. But we got a little bit of fresh ricotta. We got a spiced honey. We got honey smoked peanuts. I'm going to make you eat this in a second, by the way. And we got smoked pears. I think the smokiness worked.
The smoked pears are delicious.
I just couldn't get enough smoke in any sort of meat that made it go with the beer was the problem, I felt like. I don't know. And that's all we got.
Can you put some bacon on that?
Oh, bacon. This pan of bacon that I've been cooking since we started. I shouldn't be allowed to drink before I get up on stage, I would say is the moral of the story.
I'm going to get involved in this.
Nice. So the cookbook that we just gave out, a couple of those, it's coming out next Wednesday. If anybody's interested, each of the recipes has a beer and wine pairing because my restaurant is originally called The Drunken Goat because my last name is Goat and I like to drink every once in a while. And it ended up being Girl and the Goat because the girl that makes the Drunken Goat cheese didn't want to share the name. But there's beer and wine pairings with all of the food because I think that it's something that people just need to start thinking about a little bit more. And I don't know. I like beer and I like food. And so it seems to kind of work out a little bit.
Should we give away some buttons, too?
You guys want some buttons?
You guys want Girl and the Goat buttons?
Can I just throw them at you? Wait. Shit, am I going to hurt somebody? Okay, whatever.
All right, no one get hurt.
Oh, yay, it's like Christmas. I've never done that. That's so much fun. I like this. Jared, try not being so forceful.
Hold on, I'm
up
in
the air. If you actually make it to the last row,
I bet you can.
There's no way. No way.
It's the windshield.
I actually threw out a pitch at a Cubs game. Let's see. Oh, that was pathetic.
I'm sorry for everyone who's already got a button and hitting in the face.
Anywho, well, we'll be up here for a little while. If you guys have any questions or wanted to say hi, we have cookbooks.
Yeah, come up and say hi.
Signing. Come up and say hi. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed
the
beer.
And thank you to Stephanie Izard, Jared Rubin, our student chefs from the Culinary Institute at Johnson & Wales, all of our volunteers, Mackenzie Latham, and our AV artist, Patrick. Thank you. Podcasts of these presentations can be found at craftbeer.com in about 2 weeks. Thanks for coming. We'll see you at the next show. Come on up and have a talk.